Could you tell me a little bit about, you know, sort of what inspires your work as an artist?
I'm an Indigenous artist. I'm part of three different tribes. I'm Tsim Shian, Haida, and Nez Perce. So a lot of my inspiration comes from the art styles of my tribes, as well as my family, surroundings, environment, friends, that kind of thing. So.
And could you tell me a little bit more about, like, what mediums of art that you sort of specialize in?
Yeah, so mainly I draw and I paint. I do a lot of traditional drawing, but I also do digital drawing as well, too. So working with Procreate on my iPad. And then I also do painting, mainly acrylic, but I have, like, done watercolor here and there.
Okay, I see. And, you know, you were selected as this year's poster artist for the Alaska Folk Festival. You know, I guess, do you have a design yet for that poster, or do you have, like, ideas of what that design might look like?
I don't know how secret they are with it. I will say, like, my inspirations were some of my favorite musicians in Alaska, as well as the Northern Lights.
And, you know, I guess how will this opportunity sort of expand not only your work as an artist, but, like, sort of expand the celebration of Indigenous people and Indigenous art?
What I'm hoping for with being the artist for this year's Folk Fest is that my art is starting, it gets started to seen more, like, widely throughout Alaska, I suppose. I will say it's not my most obviously Indigenous design. I will say all of my art inherently becomes Indigenous because I am Indigenous, but at the same time, like, it's not, there's no form line in it. There's no traditional Native art in it for this design. But I still hope that that means that people, like, look into, like, even my own art and see more of what I do, and that people just explore more of it.